In 2010, the number of deaths by car accident were surpassed in our state by deaths from overdose of prescription opiates. State lawmakers reacted to that by passing what remains America's strictest law around prescribing of these kinds of drugs for most chronic pain. Well, it's been almost a year since that law was fully implemented. Prescribing is down, but the law has left healthcare providers and patients looking for ways to better manage pain. We get the story from KUOW reporter Patricia Murphy.
The birds outside Teresa Young's Renton apartment line up one by one, waiting their turn in what may be the one and only truly squirrel-proof bird feeder.
The wild birds just go in and out these little holes. They sit on the perch, wait for the other one.
Young spends a lot of time watching the birds. In 1997, she was treated for breast cancer.
And I had an immediate reconstructive surgery called a tram flap. And that, unfortunately, was unsuccessful, and I was left with really severe neuropathic pain, nerve damage.
Young, like many long-term chronic pain patients, had developed a tolerance to the drugs. For well over a decade, she'd been on increasing doses of opiates. Young and her doctor agreed it would be best if she tapered down to a lower dose. Then, a surprise.
He sent me an email, just said, the director said that you'll just have to find a new doctor. You and five other people, we just have to cut from the clinic. And that was that.
It was a scenario that was playing out all over the state as the new law came into effect. Providers and clinics were daunted by the new documentation requirements and oversight. As a result, thousands of chronic pain patients, many on Medicaid, were left scrambling to find new doctors. Young says she had to call 30 doctors before finding one who would take her on. And doctors who treat chronic pain were inundated with new patients.
We had people when it first started that came from, let's see, Aberdeen, Wenatchee, Ellensburg, all over the state.
Dr. Patty Reed Williams works at the UW Neighborhood Clinic in Issaquah. She's been a family physician for 26 years. The uptick in new patients was straining resources.
And so we actually have had to put in some restrictions around that. We only take care of patients whose counties actually touch King County in order to be able to take care of all those patients.
Reed Williams says the law has empowered some physicians to work with patients to come up with other ways to deal with their chronic pain, like yoga, acupuncture, and massage.
Some of those alternative medicines really make a big difference for people, just in the touch factor. And we actually have a physician that does acupuncture at our Factoria clinic. I think he's been filled almost since the day he got there, but we can't use him for Medicaid patients. So,
because it's not covered by Medicaid. And that leaves Medicaid patients like Teresa Young with few options. Dr. Dan Lessler is the chief healthcare officer at the Washington State Healthcare Authority. He says the pain management law was a good first step, but concedes more could be done to better serve patients.
We need to undertake additional efforts to improve how we manage the care of people with chronic pain.
Lessler adds that providing good pain care involves a multidimensional approach. At Dr. Patty Reed Williams Clinic, they recently ran a comprehensive pilot program for some of the clinic's toughest pain management cases. A nurse would make follow-up phone calls to patients in between appointments. Reed Williams says the nurses provided support and accountability.
What kind of goals have you set for yourself? Are you out walking around? Did you go to the pool this week? How are we doing with lowering that medication?
The patients also worked with a psychologist. It made a difference. Some patients were more willing to lower their dosage and try other medications. They reported they were thinking more clearly. They felt more in control. But Reed Williams says it also revealed that many chronic pain patients are isolated and face hidden barriers.
I live three flights up, and going out for a walk is like I have to go down three flights then first. So there's little things like that that the physician didn't find out in their 30-minute visit. But when the nurse calls back, they find those things out.
But all this, nurse follow-ups and psychologists, was labor-intensive and expensive. Reed Williams says she's hopeful that there will be more options like this made available to patients under the Affordable Care Act. For Teresa Young, pain specialists have suggested she have surgery to implant a spinal cord stimulator to help control her pain. But her experience has left her leery of more surgery. So Young says she takes more medication than she's supposed to on some days. That leaves her short at the end of the month. She says she vacillates between feeling like a criminal and a victim.
And I don't expect myself, and I don't think most chronic pain patients expect to be completely out of pain. That's not it. That's not what I'm looking for. I just want to manage my life, take care of myself, and be independent. That's what I want.
Washington's law was the culmination of years of work by state health officials to bring awareness to the medical community about the dangers of prescribing highly addictive painkillers. And overdose deaths are down, according to state officials. But researchers suspect a recent upward trend in heroin use is due to a lack of prescription opiate availability on the streets. In the meantime, other states are following Washington's lead. Indiana, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Ohio are considering or have passed similar dosing guidelines around opiates. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.